This is the Forex Q&A podcast, and this is VP. And this is the podcast where you go to nononsenseforex.com, click the Ask VP tab, and you can ask a professional Forex trader any question you want. And not only will I get back to you as soon as I possibly can, typically under 48 hours, but your question just might make an episode of the show. And if you listen to episode one, and I hope you did, I went over the top four questions I typically get as a professional Forex trader once people actually meet me and find out what I do. In episode two, I want to tackle a very, very basic question. Now, I don't always know who my audience is. You could be just starting out in Forex. You could be 10, 15 years in. I don't know. But I feel like it's important to start with this question here early. Now, for you experienced traders out there, do not despair because, as a lot of you already know, I don't give your typical answer. Mainly because there's so much typical stuff out there when it comes to Forex. It's really the same 15, 20 things over and over and over again. And nobody's making money off of it. Most people are losing money off of it. So I may seem contrarian in a lot of ways, but what I am contrarian to is really the same garbage over and over and over again. So my answer is often going to be something you really want to listen to. My way of thinking not only makes things a lot easier, as you're going to find out real soon, but it is the single reason why I've been able to accomplish what I have in this market. And I want the same for you. And this question coming up, as basic as it's going to sound to a lot of you, is no exception. You're really going to want to listen to what I have to say on this. Because in a way, it's going to set up almost everything else you hear on this podcast. So let's go ahead and get into this question. Let me go ahead and pull it up here. This week's question is from Gene from Victoria, Canada. He asks, I want to learn how to trade FX, but there are a lot of places to do that. Do you have one you recommend? So, yes, I do. And before I tell you where it is, I will say this is what you don't want to do. Don't pay to learn how to trade Forex. Over the last few years, there's courses out there on Udemy, on Kajabi, where you actually have to pay somebody to tell you what to do, and it's completely unnecessary. And oftentimes, those people have a little back-end thing they want to sell you at the very end. You don't need any of that. Save your money. Instead, there is a much better free option. It is where I learned to trade way back in 2009, and it still exists. It has been updated. And for my money, which is free in this case, there is no better option out there. And that option is the school at babypips.com. babypips.com/school. Now, don't leave the podcast just yet, now that I've given you the answer. There are some things you really have to know. I can make this process go a lot faster and a lot more efficiently now that you know where to go. And this next portion is by far the most important on the podcast because almost every piece of Forex education out there, when you total it all up, is going to lead you down the wrong path. It is going to lose you a lot of money before you ever learn how to get it right. And the only way to get it right is to understand which pieces of Forex education are actually worth something and which ones are going to take you in the complete opposite direction you want to go. When I first learned, when I finished Baby Pips school up, I was over the moon. I was so excited. I learned it really well. I usually don't learn things really well. I'm a bit of a kind of an ADD case where some things I learn really well, some things I don't. And I want to go out there and start making money right away. I demo traded. I did pretty good. I felt like I was leaving some money on the table. I started trading real money and crash. Lost all my money. Did it three times. I took three different trading accounts, real money accounts, all the way down to zero. Now I persevered. And over time, I finally figured it out. And once I got good, I got really good. But that's a very rare thing in this business. And that was a lot of money I lost. That was money I couldn't really afford to lose because I was young and not really smart with my money. And I wanted so bad to get out of the restaurant industry, I overleveraged. And if I just had one person to help me along the way and said, okay, what you just learned, some of it is applicable, some of it is certainly not. If I had that person back then, if I had my older self to tell my younger self this, this transition would have gone a lot smoother. And that is what I'm hoping to do for you. So listen up. The school at babypips.com is organized to where it takes you through kindergarten level all the way up to college, just like you were going through an actual school. The first thing you're going to want to make sure you do is go in order. It's actually set up to where you can skip around if you want to, but I really don't recommend it. I think every lesson kind of builds on each other, kind of builds on itself a little bit. And especially some of you traders out there that are experienced in trading stocks or CFDs or something like that are going to feel the need to say, oh, I already know that, and kind of jump forward and back. Don't do it. Even the parts you think you already know, there's going to be little nuggets, little gems in there, or just things that specifically apply to Forex that you're not going to want to miss. So resist the urge, just bite the bullet and go in order. I did the whole thing and it took me only 3 days, and I took detailed notes, and I'm pretty sure I actually went to work one or two of those days. So it didn't take very long anyway. But I'm also going to tell you how to make it even shorter. There's parts of this that you don't even need to partake in. So for those of you thinking of going to the Baby Pips school, write this down. What you want to do is start at kindergarten, go all the way through high school, and do all of high school. And once you're done with that, I need you to skip to the undergraduate senior portion. I think that's really important too. And then once you've done that part, then you're finished. You can review your notes, open up a demo account, get used to that trading platform, and just get right to it. But there are parts of the school you can absolutely skip. So again, go kindergarten all the way through high school, and that includes all of high school, and then skip over to the undergraduate senior portion. And then once it's over, you're going to be more equipped than probably 90% of people out there that learned how to trade. Because most people didn't do it right. You know, there's always that old adage, oh, don't trade Forex, you're going to lose all your money. Well, the people that say that were stupid about how they went about it. They didn't learn the right way. They tried to trade it the same way they trade stocks or CFDs or commodities or gold. And then they gave up. And because they couldn't do it, all of a sudden now they don't think you can do it either. Well, you're going to do it the right way. And it starts at that school. Now, all of this being said, and here's where I'm going to kind of turn things on its head a bit. Even though I've taken you through that school, and I stress how important it is to learn all the parts in it that I told you to learn, understand this. Most of what you are going to learn is complete shit and is going to ruin your trading account. I will say it again. Most of what you learn in Baby Pips school is absolute shit, especially when it comes to the technical analysis part, the tools that they're going to show you how to use, and you should avoid those tools at all costs. But VP, then why did you tell me to go learn it? Because even though I don't agree with almost everything they show you how to do, it's important that you learn those things anyway. You need to be literate when it comes to Forex, especially the technical analysis part. Also, down the road, you might not want to trade like me. Do I recommend that you get on board with the way I trade and the things I say? Absolutely. For many people, it's really your only chance to do anything in this business. Well over 99% of traders don't get to where they want to get to. It's probably in your best interest to listen to somebody who actually has. But there are a lot of people out there that don't like my style. My style is very aggressive, very blunt. I do things a certain way, and it might not be your way. I get that. So the fact that you have this knowledge and experience under your belt is really, really important, because you might go a different way. And plus, it's fun to learn. I thought it was. You know, learning about trend lines is really cool. I mean, they're terrible, but I had a lot of fun learning about it. But just understand too, when I talk about that 99%, the 99%+ who fail or just don't quite get to where they want to get to in this business, the main reason why they don't get there is because everything you see out there, everything on YouTube, Twitter, Baby Pips, websites, all tells you to do some kind of variation of the same 12, 13, 14 things. And I say this over and over and over again. The real answer, the answer you were looking for, the how-to get where you want to be, is outside of those things. And that is what this podcast is all about. That is what my YouTube channel, No Nonsense Forex, is all about. That's what NoNonsenseForex.com is all about. It's the only place you're going to find those answers. It's the only place where somebody is going to tell you that trend lines are absolute fucking garbage and then explain to you why. I've done my research. I haven't found anywhere on the internet that is saying things like this, but they need to, but they're not. Instead, it's video after video, tweet after tweet of people telling you to use support and resistance lines and moving average crossovers and pay real close attention to the news. And when it's all said and done, traders are left scratching their heads thinking, you know, why did this not work? Why is my account still not going up consistently? It's because not only were you taught wrong, but that same bad information just perpetuates itself over and over and over again on the internet. It's a really, really bad cycle, and it's the reason that 99%+ is where it is. If only there was another way. There is. It's this podcast. It's my website. It's my channel. Subscribe to this podcast. Get brand new content every single Monday, every week of the year. And check the website and the YouTube channel for lots more great stuff that I'm just going to keep adding and adding to it. Depending on when you hear this podcast, I might not have too much up, but that's because I'm releasing little bits here and there every single week. So you can actually watch it, learn it, and then go apply it. And then over time, finally get to that place in your trading that you've wanted to get to this whole time. That is my goal for all of you. So again, subscribe, give me a like on iTunes if you would, and every question from here on out is going to get a little more and more complex as we go, and you can, as a trader, grow with this podcast if you like. But either way, thank you for listening to this podcast. I wish you the best of fortune this trading week. Stay tuned for episode 3 and go out there and get it.